But right now, we turn our attention to something that was said by Canada's Deputy Prime Minister, who is urging the world's democracies to confront some hard economic truths, as well as a perilous new world order in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a series of speeches, Chrystia Freeland said the relative tranquility of the post-Cold War period is over, both politically and economically. She's presenting the groundwork for a new global trade regime, one that's based on robust trading relations, she says, with democratic allies. To talk about this morning, Orrell Brown is, in fact, our next guest. He's a professor of international relations and political science at the University of Toronto. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what is Freeland's philosophy here?
Basically, she is saying that the hope, the expectation, the optimism that we had that with the end of the Cold War, the victory of liberal democracy or social democracy was inevitable, that hope has been misplaced. That we are facing a geopolitical reality that is one where we see violence, where we have to deal with aggression on the part of Russia, threats from China. And consequently, democracies have to get together. We have to reorient trade. We have to reorient investments. And this is a very major shift. It would involve a fundamental transition that will be risky, that will be painful, and that will be prolonged. And so we need to understand how we got here.
So you're saying it will be risky, painful, and prolonged. And you're also saying she needs to understand how we got here. So can I ask you first what you think of her position then? And why you think, just to dig into one thing, why you believe it's risky?
It is a recognition of reality in a sense. But the problem is that this reality didn't just happen overnight. So when we are looking at the fact that liberal and social democracies are not necessarily winning, that Russia and China are aggressive, that interdependence hasn't really worked well. This has been going on for many years, and we tended to ignore it. China has engaged in horrific repression of the Uyghurs for many, many years. They persecuted the Falun Gong, a religious group, in horrific ways. They have suppressed the independence, the culture in Tibet. In the case of Russia, Moscow had invaded Georgia in 2008, Ukraine the first time in 2014, Syria, a Russian got involved to prop up the murderous regime of Bashar al-Assad. And yet, despite all of this, we had traded, we had dealt with these countries as if nothing really happened. And this is what allowed Russia to build up a huge sovereign fund that emboldened Vladimir Putin to launch an invasion. This is what has allowed the Chinese economy to boom and to engage in this Belt and Road Initiative. So if we are going to be future-oriented, we have to deconstruct and dissect the past to see what can be done. And I think what we will see is that the approach, if it is to be successful, has to be multidimensional. It has to be political, it has to be economic, it has to be military. And this is why there will be risks.
If you're saying it has to be all of those things, and you're saying it's also a departure, a vast departure from where we've been, is it achievable in your view?
It is achievable, but it would be with great difficulty. And this is why the political aspects are so important. This is not just a trade reorientation or an investment reorientation. It would involve the political will, because really great sacrifices would have to be made. We have become dependent on inexpensive manufactured products from China. Western Europe in particular has become dependent on Russian energy. We need to wean ourselves away from that. We have to support each other through a kind of friend shoring that was enunciated first by Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary in the United States. This involves consensus. This involves unity among Western states, and by this is not something linked geographically, because Japan and Taiwan and South Korea, Australia are all part of this. All of those have to happen simultaneously.
Just in our last 30 seconds, Mr. Brown, some are saying that all of this could fuel this thinking, a new trade Cold War is the phrase. What do you think of that?
That is entirely possible, because it will not only reorient trade among the democracies, but also countries in the developing world would be very deeply affected. China has invested very heavily in the Belt and Road Initiative to try to influence these countries. Russia has sold energy as well as weapons, and many of these countries are vulnerable. They may have food insecurity. So we have to address those issues as well. We have to help them if we expect them to stand with us.
Appreciate your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Earl Brown, Professor of International Relations and Political Science at the University of Toronto and Associate of the Davis Center at Harvard University. Your Winnipeg News is next.